T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Michael Ray is coming to San Diego June 1st, Moonshine Beach. Michael Ray, last time we saw you, you and Bailey Zimmerman and Craig Morgan had to punt during our KSON Country Fest and fill in for an ailing Brett Young.
Injured Brett Young, yeah.
It turned out, it seemed to us from the audience, that you guys had a hell of a good time doing it.
Oh, man, yeah, we had a blast, man. I mean, I obviously hate that Brett got... Couldn't do the show, you know, and I know everybody, a lot of people were looking forward to it, but, you know, things happened, and it was, you know, just one of those things where, all right, it's me and Craig, and that's what I love about Sunday, and Almost Home was like my family's sing-along songs on Friday night, you know, so I was like, I'm the Craig's been a buddy of mine for a while, but, you know, when you get to be friends with some of the guys you grew up listening to, man, you sit on stage with and you're like, oh, I'm a fan. Yeah.
That's cool.
One of my favorite photos I took, it is you and Bailey Zimmerman and Craig Morgan, and all three of you are laughing about something. I don't know who said the funny.
Was that in the green room or the hallway?
Yeah. The hallway. Yeah, right.
I know
right
exactly
next,
what you're talking about.
Yeah, in the hallway. It was one of the best photos because it says so much without having any sound, you know.
Oh, you can all hear Craig's laugh.
Yes. We can all hear Craig. Yeah, for sure. I love that because it just showed the genuineness and the human side of you guys, you know. It's just one of the one of my favorite pictures I've ever taken.
That's awesome. I'll have to get that.
When you get here, I'll have to send it to you because I think it's fantastic.
All my frames in my house are still the pictures of the people that came in the frames. You know what I mean? So I got to start
right.
People I know around my house. You know, I think what makes it even more surreal is, like, in country music, you know, like, all the guys and all the women artists that I grew up listening to, you know, are, like, they just treat everybody so great. Like, you know, from Tracy Lawrence, you know, Reba's one of the nicest. I told my manager, I go, I don't think Reba knows she's Reba.
Right? Yeah, that's a great way of putting it.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like... Like I saw her not long ago at this event, and like you're talking to her, and she's just like, I'm like, you are one of the most talented people in the world, and like, one of the best. It's just like, I think what makes it even more surreal too is when you do get a chance to meet them or get to know people that have had an influence on your career, and they also turn out to be great people that care about the future of their business. You know what I mean? Because we build on what they built, you know, and so they want to make sure they're leaving it in good hands, you know. But again, you know, a lot of the people that influenced me were 90s, 80s country music artists, you know, who, so those are the ones that I wanted to meet growing up, and then I've got fortunate enough to have met quite a few of them, become friends with a few of them. Country music, man, I think the rule of don't meet your heroes, I don't think that lies in country music.
That's really interesting. I'm a huge Springsteen fan, like so many millions of people, and I everyone asked, what would you say if you ever met him? And I said, I don't want to meet him because first of all, there's nothing you can say that he hasn't heard,
right.
And I'd be so desperate to be cool, I'd screw up, I'd spit, I would all these things. I'm nervous talking about it, Michael Ray. So yeah,
I feel the nerves coming out, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me regroup then, and we're gonna have more with Michael Ray. Michael Ray's playing June 1st at Moonshine Beach, and we'll have more. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on 103.7 KSON. Michael Ray is with us. Michael Ray is playing Moonshine Beach on June 1st. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, man. PB,
right?
You're going to have a blast playing Moonshine Beach, bro.
Man, I can't wait. It's been... Dude, I think the last time I played there, Adam Sanders was out playing the show, and Luke Combs popped over. He was down the road, and I think that was the last time I played Moonshine Beach, and it's one of those places, man, you know, that you hear about all the time, and when you play there, you know, that first time I played there, it's like, it lives up to everything, and all my artist buddies tell me about, you know, they're like, dude, it's a blast, man. Crowds are always happening, they're all, you know, they're all in, and singing everywhere, it's just a good environment, good time, and I think it feels good, everybody's back, you know, and doesn't feel like anything slowed down at all, because like it's all picked up to how it used to be. So I'm excited to get back.
Michael, I have to say, I love the fact that as an artist, you are specifically talking about a venue, and people here in San Diego who go to that place all the time and they love it. They feel like that's a pat on their back too, that you guys recognize it and share that with each other. And that just makes everybody here feel good. So be prepared for a lot of really good vibes after that one, for sure.
Those places like Moonshine Beach, and you know, there's places, a few places across the United States that not only have they had a big impact in country music and just and helping us have stages when no one was, you know, giving us a shot, they continue to, you know. And so it starts with the fans, it starts with those type of iconic places, and all of us talk, you know, especially, you know, when I was coming up, and I'm like, man, what are some cool spots that y'all love to play? And Moonshine Beach has always been one of the top ones, you know. It's just like, man, it's a great time, and who doesn't love going out to, you know, the weather's perfect. Everything's so great out there, man. So I'm just excited to get out there. And we're playing all the new stuff off the new EP that's coming out in June. And so we play the hits that y'all made hits, and we play the new stuff, and we just have a country party.
Michael Ray, listen to you, man. You got me all excited now.
I know.
And you got me thinking about our career, not to turn this into us, but, you know, we are the hosts of the show, so I'm going to go with it. you know, we started out in small markets and radio, like so many people that you talk to in radio, and this has always been our dream job in San Diego. And I've never lived in a place that's a destination for people. I've always lived in like Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Nothing against where I lived, but you know, smaller
right.
towns that people aren't really circling on the calendar when they're visiting. It's a gas for us still, almost, well, 13 years later now, doing mornings in San Diego, that people love coming here so much because we love showing it off so much. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm from a town called Eustis, Florida. I love it, but it's not a destination site for most people to end up. If you end up in my hometown, you took a wrong turn headed to Orlando.
I'm just trying to see here on June 1st. Why does it have to be a Thursday night? God. Don't they know what time we wake up in the morning?
Listen, this is everybody's warning in San Diego. Throw the box. You're going to be a tad bit late Friday.
There we go.
I like it. You just gave us a permission slip.
A permission
slip. Right. Do we need a permission slip? That's what
I'm You can't go on the field trip unless you bring it back.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. They're going to be like, I don't think the guy you saw in concert validates the permission slip.
Well, that's who it should be.
It should be, man.
That's what I say. I mean, it's crazy. There's enough crazy things going. Why can't we start signing permission slips? You know what I mean?
Michael Ray, it's been a treat talking to you this morning, man. Again, Moonshine Beach, June 1st. You're going to be tired on Friday, but who the hell cares, because you're going to see a Michael Ray party. So you take
Let's
care.
Go.
You stay well, man. I don't want any sore throats happening between now and June 1st, okay?
Good deal. I'll be good, I promise.
All right.
It was great to talk to you, honey. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to do that, too. That means a lot to us as well.
Hey, thank you all for giving me the time. I appreciate it. We'll
all
see
right.
y'all in a couple weeks.
You bet.
See you, Michael.
Bye, honey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.